up to 3 kilometres, you understand, over the weekend. He got into difficulty in Port of Lap here, ranging from Friday night, where a car was destroyed. The gentleman left his car, and when he came back from his fishing some hours later or whatever, his car was submerged in water, so that effectively wrecked his car as such. There were a similar type of incidents on Saturday then, yesterday evening. As you may have seen on social media, there was a Jeep that got into difficulty as well. People have parked in the wrong place, such beside the pier or beside the slipway on over just to the right of the pier, not the actual pier itself. To the slipway adjacent to the pier with the division of the wall there, and they probably either didn't realise or didn't think with the good weather the tide was going in so quick. We know this happens on other beaches, and that we hear tell of Ross Nowland, this type of thing. I don't think we ever had this type of incident before down here, and certainly if we can help it going forward, we don't want it to happen again for anybody. We want people to come to the area, obviously, come to Dunfanaghy, come to the county, come to Creasy Dunfanaghy from Kerry, go to Hawick, on into Gweedore, Maharorty, Gweedore, where there's lovely beaches as well. But just while you're there, I would say to people, just try and be conscious of where you're parking.
Is there more that Donegal County Council could be doing in terms of putting up signs warning people?
There is some signage there, but there's obviously not adequate signage. At this particular place, there's not adequate signage there, to be fair. So I've asked Donegal County Council, first of all, several months ago now, to get a yellow box junction done as such on the slipway where the boats are launching. Because that's a bone of contention a lot of days as well. The boats are trying to launch, their cars parked there. The argument is then there's no signage there, there's no yellow box there. There was a yellow box, but it's just got washed away over time with the salt water. Otherwise, now I've asked as well to get signage after the weekend. Obviously, I've renewed my request again there this morning, Donald, to ask for more signage now. There'd be bigger signage, whatever the case may be, clearly that you cannot be mistaken. If you drive down there, you cannot be mistaken. You're in a dangerous area. The tide comes in, high tide, so on, etc. Keep the slipway clear, this type of stuff. And hopefully going forward, then regardless where anybody's from, visitor or local alike, there'll be no mistaking then of where they may choose to park their car. That danger could be very soon upon them if they're not aware to move before the tide comes in.